Happy Saturday. It is set to be mainly cloudy today, according to Environment Canada. Flurries are expected to begin early this morning and end this afternoon. We will see about 2 centimeters of snow. The wind will be blowing from the north at 20 kilometers per hour, except gusting to 60 over southern sections this morning. We will see a high of 1°C, but with the wind chill, it will feel like minus 13°C this morning. The temperatures will dip to minus 5°C overnight. There's another chance of flurries tomorrow and then sunshine is in the forecast for the rest of the week. Sunrise today was at 7:35 a.m., sunset is at 5:20 p.m. Don't ski on the golf course. In a message that shouldn't have to be posted, the Squamish Valley Golf Club is asking locals not to skate, cross-country ski on the course. Obviously, doing this could damage the course. Signage has been installed. Staff will ask people disobeying the signs to leave the premises. Thank you for your understanding, reads the post. A warm place to duck out of the cold with the current cold snap, the district is reminding locals that municipal buildings are available as warming centers. Squamish Public Library Right Pointing Arrow Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Monday, Friday and Saturday. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Sunday. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center Right Pointing Arrow Monday to Friday. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Saturday and Sunday. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The 55 Activity Center Right Pointing Arrow Monday and Friday. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Saturday. Programs only Right Pointing Arrow Sunday. Closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold.winter-tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. On Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lilwat. There's compact snow. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing gibbous phase. Waxing moon, waxing gibbous. The waxing gibbous phase is between a half moon and full moon. Waxing means it is getting bigger, according to NASA Spaceplace. Gibbous means humped back. Therefore, this phase is called waxing gibbous because the surface area of the moon that you see is increasing and the shape of the lit-up part of the moon looks like a humpback, according to the Copernic Observatory and Science Center. The moon's illumination is currently 83.78%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spots in all of BC were Sisters Islets, in the Strait of Georgia off the northwest end of Lasketti Island, and Kindakan Rocks, Haida Gwaii, which saw a high of 5.2°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 2.1°C. The coldest spot in BC on February 7th was Puntsea Mountain, near Williams Lake, which dipped to minus 33.6°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.7°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6°C, the minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from Avalog.co is, seek out wind-sheltered terrain where you can avoid wind slabs and find great riding. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Avoid areas where the snow feels stiff and/or slabby. Seek out sheltered terrain where new snow hasn't been affected by wind. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's a few upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, check out Board Game Meetup at Arrowwood Games at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Also tonight, check out Rhythm Fernandez, Dance Hall, Ragaton, Hip Hop, DNB at Trickster's Hideout, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. The venue is located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue. Hailing from Barbados and raised in Toronto, Rhythm Fernandez is a multi-talented DJ and producer with deep roots in reggae, hip-hop, and jungle music. With a career spanning decades, he's performed at renowned festivals like Shambhala, Bascoast, Diversity Festival, and Pachina Bay Festival. As a member of the Whistler Junglists, Rhythm brings a unique blend of musical influences to every performance, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. No parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side, Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, No Name Road, entire street. No parking on east side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on south side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on east side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on west side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.gasprices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 184.9¢ per liter at most Squamish stations. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 L at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. You can fill up for 180.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can again be found in Osoyoos, where you can fill up for 153.9 per liter at the co-op, at 9101 Main Street.